You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio by my friend Ron Hamilton, community icon and president of the Friends of the Motherlode Fair. Good morning, Ron.
Morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great.
A lot of people always wonder, I'm serious, how are you?
You know, my life is a challenge with Parkinson's, but it's like a roller coaster, and you just got to go on the ride, and God and family takes care of me.
You're just an amazing, inspiring friend. Let us talk about the Motherlode Fair and the plans for this year's Motherlode Fair, because you are the president of the Friends of the Motherlode Fair, and I understand there's a reason why we're talking about the fair in January.
In cold January, we're talking about hot July. That's right.
So what's going on, Ron?
Well, the Motherlode Fair takes place July 2nd through the 5th. Of this year at the Motherlode Fairgrounds, of course. And it's a celebration of tradition and community pride for Tuolumne County. This year's theme is Heritage, Honor, and Hometown Fun. And this theme pays tribute to two milestones here in America. Number one being the 250th birthday of America and California's 175th anniversary.
Okay, so 175 years for the state of California, 250 years for the United States of America.
Yes, sir.
All going to be commemorated at the Motherlode Fair this year.
Yeah, we're making hometown memories, we call them. And that's why the theme is what it is with the Heritage, Honor, and Hometown Fun. What we're going to do is to start off with our conversation today, with America's 250th anniversary, we will honor all Tuolumne County veterans past and present at the Motherlode Fair this year. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guards, etc. And what we are doing is we're going to open the fair gates each day at 9 a.m. Now, that's so people can come into our buildings, not come into the carnival, but come into the buildings during the mornings when it's cold. And in the Manzanita building, we are setting up a display of our honored vets, past and present, that have served from Tuolumne County in our armed forces. So on July 3rd, the gates will open at 9 a.m., and the Veterans Color Guard will do a ceremony honoring our nation. Following the ceremony, a veterans display will be featured in the Manzanita building, and this is where the community needs to get involved. We are collecting as many pictures and information about Tuolumne County servicemen that have served as far back as the Civil War from Tuolumne County, today present, and we're going to put their pictures in the Manzanita building with information about each person. So we need the community to get involved by contacting me and getting those pictures to me and that information to me. We're working with the veterans groups in Tuolumne County, and we're going to be working with the Historical Society as well.
This sounds like hours each day, all the way up till the fair itself.
Yes, and that's why I'm starting early. Because in talking with Frank Smart from the veterans group, he's telling me, this is hard information for you to find. It's going to be tough for you to find this. And so that's why we came to you, which is a great source for us to get the word out to people so they can get this information to me.
Well, then most important, if a person does have photos and a story to tell about these people, what do they do? How do they get the photos to you?
So they're going to email them to me at AmericaFreedom250, which is 250, AmericanFreedom250, @gmail.com. And I'm going to put those all together for the display in the Manzanita building. So that's one area that I'm working on.
Okay, so American Freedom.
America Freedom
America,
250.
America. I'm sorry, America Freedom 250 @gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, and then to look towards the California part of how we're celebrating the 175th anniversary of California, we want to recognize individuals who have influenced the growth and history of Tuolumne County. So when I say that, I'm thinking of people like Frank Salel, who did the Rotary Breakfast for years and raised money for scholarships. Carlo Di Ferreira, who contributed to the Tuolumne County History Program. Carl Matheson, Chicken Ranch tribal leader, who got them recognized federally. So it's people in our community for the last 175 years. It could be a school teacher. It could be a community activist. People like that we can honor and display at the Creekside building. So not only am I looking for 250 vet pictures, I'm looking for 275 people that have impacted our community for the different display. And so we're going to collect those and put those in the Creekside building. To take this one step further, our premium book, which comes out in about a month, is creating a new category which will be special exhibits classes for residents to showcase vintage American memorabilia, such as service medals, flags, or other patriotic collections. And that'll be displayed in the Manzanita building.
Wow, Ron. This is a lot.
It is a lot. It's a lot of picture collecting, and it's going to take a lot of work, but I'm tasked for
it. Okay, so now not everything would go to AmericaFreedom250@gmail.com.
Yes, it will, actually.
It will? All of it.
Because that's going to come directly to me, and I can keep it on the computer so I can print out those pictures and information and create the displays.
Not everybody knows how to send a photo via email.
That's correct. So this is what I'm going to add to this. If they can't contact me or connect with me through the email, they can connect with me through my phone number, which is 209-588-3848.
Say that again.
209-588-3848. Okay. Operators are standing by.
And then you'll be able to go and collect the photo somehow, some way, somewhere. All right, Ron, anything else we need to know before we wrap this up?
No, I think this is going to be exciting for the community. I think it'd be fun for everyone that gets involved, see who gets nominated for the California 175 activists, and be really interesting and educational for our youth to see that display of our veterans from Tuolumne County.
What are the dates of the fair?
They're going to be July 2nd through the 5th.
All right. Ron, great to see you. Great to talk with you.
Thank you.
And great luck on this project.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.